WMFO in Medford. This is Rising with Skybar. Adam Sherman's going to be with me in about, I'd say, 8 or 9 minutes. Going to play some songs. Then he'll be in, and we're going to play some tunes, talk about his upcoming show. Right now, this is John Pauhida International Airport. And we'll be back, as I said, in about 9 minutes with Adam.
I didn't catch your name. I just looked at your medical alert and bracelets. In the afternoon sun, girl, you almost look young. Well, at least you look younger. Shuffle to my room with your walker and we can catch Brian Williams. That's the embassy news, bombing embassy blues, killing thugs and civilians. I miss my Marjorie, she would not approve of you and me. And it's our anniversary, gridlock memory lane, assisted living community. Last night on Channel 2, I learned the daughter was an absentee father. Search for the truth, but you fell asleep on Ruth, so they came in and got you. Buddha on his bed said what he wanted was another 100 years, Ruth. Because the life was so sweet, no, it just can't be beat. He never tasted the meat here. I miss my family, come to visit so infrequently. They're all busy working pain. I'm great like memory lane, assisted living community. Some good trumpet. Raise a cup on the beautiful girls. Johnny Carson's America was a different world. I never wanted to hurt that man. It was him or me, and now I'm holding your hand. With my memory lane, assisted living community. Community. Facility.
We'll be right back. almost unheard of now for a band not to play original music,
right.
But it was all cover bands.
Yeah. So you're going to play a few songs for us tonight.
Yes, I will.
Why don't you play one, and then you have a new single. I'm going to play the new single. I have a copy. I burned that today. So play one for us, and then we'll talk a bit more, and I'll play the single. So what you got?
Okie doke. This one's from the River of Dreams album. And it's one that we're not going to play tomorrow night, so I'm going to play it for you now.
Cool. Awesome. I take it that's called Massachusetts?
That is correct. That's called Massachusetts Night. And everybody says that every time, but I just love singing that.
Yeah.
There aren't enough songs about Matt. There's the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
Who sing Massachusetts.
Right.
And then and I'm sure there are others.
Yeah.
But when I wrote it, I thought, you know, could use a nice rocking tune about Massachusetts. It's such a place, you know, Lynn and...
Yeah.
Jonathan Richman and out by the power lines and all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so.
And you know, there's talk that a lot of the clubs, like when you first got here, they're gone. But there's been a resurgence. There are still clubs, especially in the Cambridge, Somerville area that.
There are clubs.
So they're out there. And I've actually been a little encouraged lately by kids are playing rock and roll, and they're playing music. Kids going to the venues are a little different, but there are kids interested in playing music and playing rock and roll.
Yeah, I can't really speak to it too much. I do know there are some young bands that are fabulous.
Right.
So it's not like, this is dying.
Right.
I think it's still happening.
Getting the kids to attend live music is another story. That's where I don't see the connect. I don't see that a whole lot. So.
Attending live music is a tricky little thing these days, because attendance is definitely off.
Right.
At places, just sort of enjoy. I mean, there are places that get wildly crowded for a certain act or something like that. But
I think
people are doing the nesting at home thing with the mini series. And
when you first arrived here, when I was going to the Channel and the Rat, there'd be big crowds.
Big crowds.
And now these are smaller clubs, and every now and then, like you say, there'll be a crowd. But yeah, it's dwindled. But you got to keep plugging along, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
And we mentioned Sal. I'm going to play something by Amplifier Heads later. But Sal from the Stompers fame is on the bill. And this is a whole new project for him. And I imagine this is what he's focused on now. Because a lot of times I think people, like, they're going to go see Sal Bagley expecting a Stompers thing, but this is the Amplifier Heads, and he's
very clear about that.
Yeah.
So
understandable. Yeah.
I think it's a smart and tough thing to do. I think he's doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Because he wants to distance himself from
right.
his past.
Right.
And the thing, the Stompers are still out there playing.
I know. Yeah, that's
true.
They
are filling places up.
But right.
Feels like he needs to move on, and I respect that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going on. I used to see them all the time back, but they're going, that's going on like 40 years or so that the Stompers were initially around. It's been a long time.
Right.
But I'm going to play, you have a new single out. Do you want to say anything about that before I give it a spin?
It's recorded at Woolly Mammoth.
Dave Minahan.
Produced by Dave Minahan, yes, the man from the neighborhoods. I'll listen to that. And I could say who's playing on it or something.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy with it. I feel like it's the sort of music that I want to be playing.
Yeah.
It's nice to finish something and feel...
I've heard it.
I could listen to that.
I've played it a lot. I played it a lot the past... burned it last night, and I've played it quite a bit since.
All right.
It's a good track. We're going to play that. Come back. Adam will play something else, and we'll chat a bit more. But right now, here is the new single.
You. Another way to hold out my hand. Try and find another way to make you understand that life is short. What you're looking for is a way to close the door on sand.
right, we're back. That was the new single, and check that one out. See if we get anything.
Yeah, that's happening. That is a nice mic sound there. I'm happy with that.
I guess number four is problematic, right?
You gotta stay away from number four. Everybody knows that, Skybar.
I do now, but you know what? Next week it'll be two and four. So I just wanted to, we mentioned off air. And I just got to bring it up briefly, Jim Carroll.
Yeah, many years ago.
I'm a Jim Carroll fan. I play him now and then on the show, obviously, and you guys were his backup band for a bit.
We were the Jim Carroll band for a string of gigs up in New England and Rhode Island. Rhode Island is part of New England, I think.
Yeah,
but this up this way.
And that came about just... management?
One manager talking to another manager, and Jim was booked at a club in Manchester, New Hampshire, and had no backup band. And the gig was booked, and they were like, oh, Jim Carroll is coming. And then the last minute they said, oh, yeah, well, if you want a band, you supply a band. So
how many dates did you do?
Roughly? About six or seven, wow. Something like that. Yeah.
And he was a nice guy from all your interactions.
Jim Carroll was a sweetheart. Yeah. He kind of exists on another plane than the rest of us. But I totally enjoyed hanging out with him. He was good. He crashed at my house for a few nights, and that was
wow. That's nice. That's a cool experience.
Definitely. Yeah.
Would that be the? Like if someone said to you, so who have you played with? Would he be like the guy?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't even think of it. It came up somewhere. Somebody on Facebook.
Yeah, that was actually my brother-in-law.
Okay. That's the first time I've thought about
that. Like jogged your memory
in 20 years. Yeah, because it was. I mean, it was six gigs or something like that.
Yeah,
this is kind of a roundabout way of getting there, but I had a fire in my life that destroyed pretty much everything that I own. And one of the things that I actually think about is I had a copy of Basketball Diaries that he had signed and written this thing in and said, man, I love the way you play that wah-wah pedal or something like that. And I wish I had that book. Every now and then I think about it. And
yeah,
I just
that's so cool.
Man, that's too bad. I lost everything, and that's what I'm thinking about.
No, that's funny though. But yeah, well, you thought of some music. It was like, I lost that book.
Yeah.
What is in the house clothes? And I lost that book.
Yeah,
I got burned
up. That's right.
That's funny. All right, why don't you play one for us?
All right. Well, we'll see if this guitar picks up here.
I think you're good.
You think I'm good? Good. If you think I'm good, I'm good.
We're gonna make it happen.
Christmas came and went. I didn't get any gifts, but I've been keeping to myself. Just about as good as it gets. If I were a winner, I would have already won. It starts so innocently and sinks its teeth so gently. You may not notice till it's too late. The next round is a knockdown. The next round is a knockdown. The next round
to a show tonight. I'm walking along and I'm humming my favorite song. I'm almost enjoying this. Trying to feel the peace and the bliss. If only there was someone to share this with. It starts so innocently and sinks its teeth so gently. You may not notice till it's too late. The next round is a knockdown. The next round is a knockdown.
I love that song.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's I initially heard that on the, I think it was the Connors release.
Yep. Billy Connors Project did a really nice version of it. I've got a kind of a demo version of it on the River of Dreams album. And I'm going back into the studio in May with my current band, my awesome band. And we're going to do, among other things, we're going to do a bunch of new tunes. But I want to try and get a definitive version of Knockdown Day. So
third time's a charm.
That's what they say. That's what they say. So I'm banking on that.
Yeah. Do you still do solo shows, or is it all band, or you mix it up?
I mix it up, but I'm not a, I don't like doing solo stuff. I like bands. I'm a band guy. I will do it. I think there's a benefit for Out of the Blue Gallery in June. I will do that solo. I've done some things with Lauren Parks on cello, so it's a duo really. And that's good. That takes a little bit of the heat off to have a, you know, gorgeous cello sound as part of what's going on.
Right.
That would be my first choice, but I think I'll do the Out of the Blue thing just solo and just have fun, you know.
You've played the Burren before, right?
One time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's, just one time.
Yeah, no, I like that place a lot. It's good food too.
True.
I've been there before.
Yeah.
Good music.
Yeah, so, I lived in near Davis. That's where that fire that I spoke of happened, was an art studio in Davis, right outside Davis Square. And I used to...
And you're still in Cambridge, though?
I'm in Cambridge, yeah. I'm in Central Square now.
So you're close to clubs.
Yeah. And what, the Middle East?
The Middle East is potent, right? What's going to happen with that?
Maybe you and I can put together a couple of bucks and buy that and keep some live music in there.
I've been hearing the Middle East is going for years now, and I'm sure one of these days it'll happen. It'll just go. The Middle East, it'd be a big hit, because it's like there's like three rooms in there. You have the upstairs, downstairs, you have the corner thing. I think that club with TT's used to be is now Sonya, I believe.
Yeah, but they
that
have
I guess was a club.
They have strange programming. I don't know. They have like. I don't even know. I mean, I've just noticed they seem to have acts that are drawing a lot of very young people and playing really kind of commercial music. That's my take on it, but I could be wrong.
I'm going to play something by the Amplify Heads. I don't know. I'm going into this unheard. I don't know what this song is, but it's new from them.
So. All right.
How bad could it be, right? It's going to be pretty good. Sal's good. Sal's a talented good. Dude.
Sal's talented.
He's going to be at the show tomorrow night, but you maybe got one more in you when we come back, or it's up to you.
Yeah, I'll do one more.
Sweet.
Thanks.
All right, this is Amplify Heads.
I want
All right, we're back. That was Kid Gulliver with their brand new single. Susie Survived Chemotherapy. Played some of the Amplifier Heads' Who's That Girl off of the Lauda CD. Rockin' tune right there. So it should be a great show tomorrow night at the Burren.
Yes, tomorrow at the Burren, 7 o'clock.
And get there early because it might bang out, right?
That's what they tell me.
That's what you hear.
I heard this afternoon there were 2 tickets left. However, I think there's standing room.
Yeah,
so they'll let
the tables.
Yeah, the tables are all, everyone Build that's going to be dining is all set already.
That's great. So don't let that discourage people from, because you can just play room in the back.
Absolutely. There's standing room, so come on out, please.
Generally, when I go there, I'm one of those people that does not like to sit. You would think at my advanced age I would, but I like to stand at most shows.
Mm-hmm.
So that's perfect for me. I'll just meander around the back near the bar area.
That's good. I'll see you back. I'll bump into you back.
Yeah. But thanks for coming in. You're gonna one more you can play for us here.
Yeah, I got one more. This one is. I've never played it, any place before. So this
debut.
Is a debut at WMFO with Skybar. Yeah. So I may screw it up as well, being a debut.
That would fit right in with the
fit right in with the whole thing.
The show, the theme.
I've been sidetracked for the longest time, trying to live a life that feels like mine. All I want is for the words to rhyme so I can see. I've been living life so recklessly. I'm so stubborn and so hard to please. So remind me when I'm on my knees to dry my tears. I don't want to waste it, 'cause I can almost taste it. I've been down, I've been turned around, I've been lost and found, and I'm still here. Searching for a place to stand, trying to find a way to play my hand. I don't know if you will understand the way I feel. Like the dust upon my windowsill, moments gather, overflow, and spill. Maybe I will see my dreams fulfilled. It's not too late. I don't want to waste it, 'cause I can almost taste it. I've been up and down, I've been turned around, I've been lost and found.
found and I still here. Yeah, I've been up and down. I've been turned around. I've been lost and found, and I'm still here. Yeah, I'm
That's a keeper. I like that one.
Thank you, man.
So, yeah, it's 8:50. See, the hour goes quick. I won't have a guest in.
Yeah, so let's talk.
So, what keeps you in the game?
Keeps me in the game. I love performing. I am a lucky man. I am able to teach voice to make a living. I love my students, and I love teaching voice. And by the way, if anybody wants a voice lesson, just look me up, Adam Sherman, Voice Lessons Cambridge, and we'll get in touch and do a lesson. If you tell them you heard me on WMFO and on Skybar's show, I'll give you a half-price lesson. No
look
questions
at that,
asked.
Half-price.
Yeah, half-price. It's the best I can do, but still, it's still... yeah, what keeps me going? I do. I love performing. I love writing. Writing is tough, but it is when you get a song that has it, it's for a few moments very satisfying.
Yeah.
You just kind of go, man, you know, I didn't think I'd be able to do this again. And wow, you know, it's always kind of a surprise where it goes. So
yeah,
those things keep me going.
I imagine that's what most of these, most of you local guys and gals that are still getting it done after all these years, and you just love doing what you do.
Yeah.
And people do listen. There's folks out there that love what you do, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that must be tremendously gratifying. Like, even tomorrow night, to have a lot of people showing up, that must be tremendously gratifying to you.
It's tremendously gratifying. Yeah. Absolutely. I will never tire of people, call them, you know, fans, whatever, friends, people who just go, yeah, I love what you do. Wow. That, you don't need too much of that to feel like you're on the right track.
Yeah.
You know, somebody tells you, you touch them with your music,
That's the goal,
I
imagine,
is the goal.
Right?
Yeah.
So when that happens, it's all. And it's pretty much about college radio now, because the commercial ones have all gone away. With the loss now of Carmelita's show.
Yeah.
But you know what? And her show was great, and so was Angel had the thing on BC. Yeah. But those stations, I don't think they did enough for local music, because you'd have, like I said, those shows, which were great, but other than that, there wasn't a lot of local music played on those stations. They were like an oldie station for the most part.
Well, for all day long, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Carmelita was...
Oh, yeah.
She was the last...
She
the,
did her part, so to speak, but the station... I'm not surprised the station itself kind of was on its last legs there at the end, because other than her show, I didn't listen to it, because it was so... Almost just... Again, you hear the same songs by the same artists... I don't think they were expansive enough. They didn't, but that's not that. That's commercial radio in general, not just And I mean, it's not their fault. People want to hear this. That's what they want to hear. That's what. So I'm not surprised. But commercial radio is kind of gone away. But it's not hard to find local stuff in the college format. It's very simple. It's not like you got to jump through hoops to find a radio station playing local music.
Yeah, well, I think college stations are what we have as local artists. I think we have college stations. We have this new field of internet stations.
Yeah.
Which I think could be great for everybody. I think if the more that radio is seen as something that can be accessed I mean, I got a friend in who may be listening tonight. You know, because he's out in Arizona.
Oh yeah, exactly.
And
you just go online.
It's amazing. Yeah,
it's clear as a bell in Arizona, all over, everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
I think it's very cool, and I kind of feel like, well, that's where it's going to be. It's being able to have networks that are accessed through your computer from anywhere.
I mean, this station's one click. You go to wmfo.org, listen now, and there you go.
Right.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
So if people want to hear it, they can find it.
Yes. Yes. We should mention maybe a couple of things. There's a date at 9 Wallace, not till June, but June 26th we're playing. It's Sal's band, it's the Amplifier Heads, my band, Adam Sherman Band, and Hummingbird Syndicate, which is John Macy's band. We got three bands happening together.
I've seen them somewhere, I forget where.
And they're very good.
Yeah.
And we're doing a couple of dates with that triple bill.
Okay.
We've got one at the Square Root in Roslindale. I believe that's the 25th of April.
I love the Square Root.
Square Root is great.
Yeah.
It's just they really
cool little
did
spot.
It right. Yeah, they did it right. So, there are opportunities to see three great bands.
Yep. All right, I got to get a sign out of here. But thanks so much again for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me, Skybar.
No problem. My pleasure. And I'll see you tomorrow night at the Barron.
Fantastic.
Going to play something by a local band called Avoid One Thing. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. All right, peace.